Well, this has to be the biggest concert we do. I mean, 5,000 people coming in, it's huge. It's just blowing it out of the park. We're playing all kinds of repertoire, but it's the greatest hits. You know, it's the John Williams, it's the Copland Fanfare for the Common Man, Rossini William Tell Overture. You know, there's all these things that everybody knows and loves. And in some way or another, brings back an association with the good old US of A. And the funniest one that does that, actually, for me, it's just sort of, it's true, but I don't know why it's true, is the 1812 Overture, right? With the live cannons and all that kind of thing. It's just, it's the US of A, but actually it's the Russians beating the French in 1812. So, you know, it's all in good fun, and everybody's going to have a blast.
I actually, last summer, I took my daughter to see Janet Jackson at the Amp. So you're going to be on the same stage that Janet Jackson was on. Just describe what that's like to, like,
be in that. You're going to have to give me a moment to collect myself after that. well, you know, I'm not sure what Janet Jackson's experience on that stage is, but I got to tell you, it's really fun for us. I mean, we don't often have the experience of, you know, a Jumbotron on either side of us and, you know, fantastic lighting and huge sound system and all this kind of stuff. It's a real thrill for us. It is fun to be on the same stage with superstars like that. There's no denying it. And we're also on that stage for movies now, partnership with Walton Arts Center, doing Harry Potter and branching out into things like Star Wars. And I don't know, it's been a lot of fun to see that progression.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Katie. Appreciate you having me on the air.